Chapter 10. I am come to take you home. I am come to take you home, and you see me not, so be it. Are you sure this is not my last call unto you? Who promises you the next moment? I promise you the next moment, here or there if it be, there. It is glory. I place the seal of God of infinity upon these words that you have and no manner of misunderstanding. I will travel with this message unto thine eyes with my presence. Ask and I will give you vision. Seek and you shall find me. Knock and I will open unto you, for I am. Selah. Amen. Aho. You can continue playing with your ancient mysteries and distant avatars, but you will not find of thy work purpose, for theirs is a different purpose, little blind ones. Play if you will, but you who receive of this are an MY troop, and you will get, with it, or remove thyself from me. But check very, very closely, for thy commitments were made with me on a much higher plane than you can imagine, and if you break of thy bond and covenant with me, you are in dire trouble. No threat thy choice of action. You who have the most critical job will be hit the hardest by darkness and evil intent. Know it, demand the evil leave of you I in my name, just in case you misperceive, and then, Ari, read this message in the pure light of God. Set thy lust, greed, ego and perceptions aside for a moment, after demanding withdrawal of any possible evil, in my name, and bend thine eyes and ears unto this writing. The time is immediate. That for which you have waited is at hand. So be it, I in the holy and sacred name of mine Father, Solon Eum Solon, in whose presence I beggar myself in thine behalf that you are given to see in time. You have not imagination enough to see that tribulation which is coming forth, nor of the glory of mine path.